Becoming a Baby Again by Terry Masters. Just Like Jenny by Terry Masters. Submitted to Unicorn Tales, September 2018 by Baby Jenny. Edited by Terry Masters for publication by AB Discovery. Synopsis: Patrick has always been a troublesome boy. Small for his age, he tried to make up for this by causing trouble, acting up, and being a bit of a bully. As he entered his teens, he started smoking and drinking, and almost ended up in jail. Finally, his mother decided enough was enough, and sent him to her friend to give him a little attitude adjustment. See, the tough boy slowly turned into a sweet little sissy baby. Just Like Jenny. My name is Patrick. I am 19 years old. I know that I look like I am 9. Yes, I am a boy. I suppose I should start at the start and explain what happened during the summer holidays. Ever since I was a kid, my mom was always on my case, and it kept up all through my teens, constantly dragging up things I'd done as a kid, like when there was a party I asked an 8-year-old girl to flash, and mom found out about that. Then I tried smoking, and that got mom's fuses blowing. When I was 16, I got caught drinking, and again, mom blew a fuse. Finally, I finished high school and was looking forward to a summer hanging out with my friends, having a few beers, and making out with some chicks. Mom has other plans. On the first day of the summer holidays, my mom said that I was going to stay with her cousin for the summer. I didn't even know she had a cousin. I never met the woman. To be honest, I didn't know what I thought about it. I thought that mom just wanted to get rid of me for the summer with some strange woman. On the other hand, I was not going to complain, as it was a summer away from mom, and this old woman lived close to where my best friend William lived. I went to her house. It was an old-fashioned house with a white fence and all. When I saw the old woman, I smiled. She was an old woman, and looked pretty much like a typical grandmother. She smiled at me, welcomed me, and introduced herself as Miss Beth, but I could just call her Granny. I just flopped myself on the sofa and looked around. It had lots of old furniture and frilly curtains. It was clear that she was not married, as the house was full of pink and white colors. She spoke with Mom for a few minutes, and Mom looked worried. "I am having second thoughts about this." "Don't worry, dear," the old woman replied. "You have already paid, and I have a huge success rate. I personally have given my life to saving this town from people growing up the wrong way. I know what you always wanted, and believe me, in a month you will have that." Adults could be so weird. I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. I really didn't care. Mom was crying as she gave me a hug before she said goodbye, but I didn't even shed a tear. Mom had been a pain in the last few months, and now she was leaving me with a woman that I did not know, just so she could have some fun during the summer. I decided that I would have some fun as well. I sat on the sofa and turned on the TV while Mom left. It didn't last long, as Granny came in and turned off the TV. "Well, it's only me and you. You are here for the next few weeks. I have no rules except to respect me. That means do what I say, and do not try to make me sad or mad. I am an old woman. I do not need any more gray hair." I smiled as she did that, but a bit annoyed that she turned the TV off.